Here's your KLEM news for this Saturday afternoon. Iowa's annual sales tax holiday is wrapping up as people across the state and plenty from neighboring states like Nebraska and Missouri scramble to get their back-to-school shopping done. The holiday is held the first Friday and Saturday in August and exempts sales tax on clothing and footwear items priced under $100. The exemption ends at midnight tonight. Sales tax in Iowa ranges from 6 cents to 7 cents on every dollar, depending on the location, so shoppers spending $200 on clothes and shoes in Iowa this Friday and Saturday would save between $12 and $14 that they would normally have to pay in sales tax. The exemption does not include back-to-school supplies like backpacks, notebooks, calculators, or sporting equipment. Police in southeastern Iowa say that one person is dead and another injured following a shootout with officers that sent a nearby elementary school into lockdown. The Ottumwa Courier reports that the shootout happened after police received a report around 1:40 p.m. of people with guns outside near Liberty Elementary. Ottumwa Police Chief Tom McAndrew says that when officers arrived, the suspects and officers exchanged gunfire. The shooting left one suspect dead. McAndrew says that another suspect was taken to a local hospital with very serious injuries. He says another person was arrested and a fourth suspect is still on the run and being sought. Police believe that that person is armed and dangerous and urged residents in the area to stay inside their homes. Police say that no one else was injured. Students and staff at Liberty Elementary were taken to a shelter inside the school guarded by police and remained there until late Friday afternoon. The wife of a man being sought in a fatal Des Moines hit-and-run crash has been arrested in the case. Police say that 31-year-old Jennifer McGilvray of Newton was arrested Friday and charged with permitting an unauthorized person to operate a motor vehicle. Police say that she allowed her husband, Anthony McGilvray, to drive her sport utility vehicle on July 28th, knowing that he wasn't licensed to drive. Police say that while driving that day, Anthony McGilvray hit a bicyclist identified as Daryl Ford, who later died. An arrest warrant has been issued charging Anthony McGilvray with leaving the scene of a crash resulting in death. He has yet to be found or turn himself in. Police say that the red SUV that he was driving was found Wednesday, abandoned, and hidden in a rural area just east of Mitchellville. Authorities say that Iowa's first reported 2018 death associated with the West Nile virus has occurred. The Iowa Public Health Department said in a news release on Friday that the victim was 81 years of age or older and lived in central Iowa. Another infected man, aged 61 to 80, who lives in Palo Alto County, has recovered from the illness. The department says that 12 Iowans were diagnosed with West Nile virus last year, while two of those diagnosed had passed away. Experts say that most people who are infected have no symptoms or experience only mild flu-like symptoms. The most vulnerable people are those who are at least 50 years of age or have weakened immune systems. The virus is transmitted to humans through mosquitoes, which acquire the virus by feeding on infected birds. A recent survey has found that Iowa residents are struggling to find childcare in communities that lack options or have very few providers. The Telegraph Herald reports that researchers with the Center for American Progress, a Washington, D.C. think tank, last year surveyed U.S. Census tracts in 22 states. They found that about half of the population that they studied lived in neighborhoods or communities that lacked child care services. Researchers say that 24% of Iowa residents live in child care deserts, places where child care is scant. That figure jumped to 37% in rural areas. According to the study, Cascade and portions of Dubuque are considered a child care desert. Mary Jassen is the regional director of the Iowa Child Care Resource and Referral of Northeast Iowa. She says reasons for the shortfall are multifaceted. Iowa's 4th District Republican Congressman Steve King says he hopes the trade dispute between the United States and several countries can be resolved sooner than later. King says, though he's not optimistic that anything will be resolved anytime soon.
is let's get this done before the beans turn. And that's been what I've been saying to them for about 3 months now. But in my conversations about a week and a half ago with Peter Navarro and with Larry Kudlow, the top two White House negotiators, is that I'm not as optimistic as I was. And we don't really even have a NAFTA deal sitting on the table that could be signed off on today.
King says separate agreements may have to be crafted with Canada and with Mexico.
And it looks like the Canadians are ever reluctant to actually come to the table and reach an agreement. The Mexicans seem to be ready, so the president has indicated he may be ready to cut a bilateral trade agreement with the Mexicans and then turn to a bilateral negotiation with the Canadians and hope to get that resolved.
The Republican congressman says China presents a different series of problems, particularly to Iowa and the 4th Congressional District.
The 4th District of Iowa is number one in soybean production, number one in pork production. And those are the two items that are most targeted by the Chinese for retaliation. And that means the pressure's here. And I've said to a group of producers yesterday, I know I'm going to have to walk the gauntlet until this is resolved.
King says there's another issue with China adding to that dispute.
Don't forget that the center of the objection with China is not the trade imbalance, but instead it's their theft of our intellectual property, a number that the lowest annual cost of the thievery, the piracy of intellectual property by Chinese, is the lowest number is $250 billion a year. The highest number I see is $600 billion a year. I just want to put a duty on Chinese products to recover that.
King says that the Trump administration's recent decision to make up producer losses will help for now, but he wants to see the trade battle end as quickly as possible. And that is a look at your news for this Saturday afternoon.